the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you miss any of this fine program, please go online to devilradio927.com. You can listen to and download podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, we welcome back a fine guest. She is Sue Peck. She is a certified financial planner with Evolution Financial. Sue, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you so much. It's good to see all of you again.
Good to see you, Sue. Thank you.
Well, Sue, the last time we saw you, you partied with us at one of the fine Summer of Love events. You didn't know what you were getting yourself into.
I did not. I did not. And I pretty much regretted that for the rest of the week.
Ain't no party like a Devil's Advocates party, Sue, but welcome.
I have learned.
Welcome back to the show. Let's talk about your profession. You're one of our fine sponsors here. Evolution Financial is. What is a certified financial planner?
So a certified financial planner is someone who's gone through quite a bit of rigorous education in order to get that designation. So I had to go through, it was about a year's worth of classes, taking five different exams along the way, presenting a sample financial plan to a board. And then in the end, I needed to take a 6-hour exam and pass all of those exams along the way in order to get this certification. So it really is a more well-rounded education. So you might find a financial planner, you might find a financial advisor out there. If they don't have the certification, you don't know if they actually have all of the knowledge that they really need to help you to the level that you want. So looking for a CFP professional is a good move.
Proof of competency, not required in radio work.
Not at all.
So how's that differ from, let's say, the typical stock picker or a stock broker or someone that, how do you differ from those?
So yeah, what's interesting there is actually to become a financial advisor, I only really needed to pass one simple law exam. And so I passed that pretty quickly in my career and was really scared that somebody who would just pass that could actually go out there and present themselves as somebody who could actually help people because they didn't have all of the knowledge that they needed. They can go out and they can buy stocks for you. They can buy bonds for you. They can do all of those things, but they don't know all of the tax implications. They don't understand what's going on in your life. And so what's really important about working with a financial planner is you have somebody who wants to sit down with you and find out what you actually want in your life and figure out how your finances fit in with that, rather than calling you about the next big thing and telling you, hey, we're just going to make you rich. Because making you rich is different if you look at it in the way of trying to live the life that you want to live, which is the direction that I would be going.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. That is Sue Peck. She's a CFP, the Certified Financial Planner. She's with Evolution Financial. Sue, thanks for coming around again. You know, one of the things I always think about is, you know, those folks that are perhaps just starting to get into the point where they have some money to invest. And how do you go through the process to determine, you know, do you throw it just more at the house? Do you buy a mutual fund? And, you know, I don't want to waste Sue's time because I don't know how much money I'm really going to have. How do you address the beginning kind of investor?
Yeah, really, when it all comes down to it, you really want to sit down and have a conversation around what your ultimate goals are. If somebody, say, inherits a sum of money and they want to actually use all of that money within the next 2 to 3 years, well, then I wouldn't recommend that they invest that money, because that money needs to be kept safe and in cash, in the bank, something like that might be the best use for it. However, if we're talking for more long-term goals, then we're going to have different plans. When it comes down to a mortgage, whether or not people should pay off a mortgage or invest, that's also a conversation that we want to have. Depends on your level of comfort with risk, depends on how you feel about debt. So all of these are, it's good to have a good conversation to find out what your actual goals are.
And Sue, the economy has been, you know, up and down, obviously the circumstances of the pandemic but we have some good fundamentals going on, generally speaking. But I think a concern also for some investors is liquidity. You know, how readily accessible are the funds that they are investing? Cause some things you can't tap into for a certain amount of time. Is that correct?
Absolutely. There are certainly things that you can invest in that are less liquid than others. Oftentimes people refer to their house as being some sort of an investment, but I mean, right now is a different kind of situation where you can get out of your house pretty quickly, but that isn't always the case. And if you think that you're going to be able to use that money that's tied up in your house at a moment's notice, that might not be the situation. So you want to look for more widely held types of funds that you could easily get out of if you need to.
You want to talk about bad investments, let's talk radio. But let me ask you, because
I'm investing in you. So
I know why I invested in radio, because I was trying to align my investments with my morality. And Sue, how important is that to your clients, and how can you sort of help them align those things?
Yeah, absolutely. That goes back to having those conversations and saying, what are the things that you truly believe in? And I certainly work with more of the socially responsible investments for those clients who would be looking for that sort of thing. I have clients who are absolutely not wanting to see any oil investments. So we've put together a special group of investments for them so they can have that type of investment for themselves. But there are other people who are looking into more socially responsible things as opposed to environmentally responsible things. So certainly that kind of conversation to make sure that your beliefs fit with your investments.
Sue, I know it pays to get good advice. How do you get paid? How do your clients pay you?
So I am fee only, which means that my fees are either the flat fees that somebody might pay me if they want to do ongoing financial planning, or if they have assets with me. So there's a percentage of assets under management that I do take. So there are no commissions. I don't sell products. I don't sell insurance, nothing like that. So all of my fees are very straightforward. It fits on one page. People very much understand what they are paying me at all times.
And Sue, how long does it take to make a plan? Because, you know, I got a plan for a plan, but I don't so much have a plan. How much time should I allocate, either with you directly working, but, you know, overall to set a plan in motion?
That's a really good question. And I don't think you knew what you were getting into with that question. So the way I do financial plans does involve a number of different conversations, really digging into what people's goals are, really digging into what they believe in and what's most important to them. So it does take a couple of months to put a plan together.
Well, I like instant gratification, but I guess if you want to be prudent and all that kind of stuff.
It's all about the long-term investment, Crudy.
Well, you know, I appreciate Sue Peck, CFP, Certified Financial Planner from Evolution Financial. Sue, we appreciate the support and your sponsorship here on Devil Radio. Everybody, stick around now, because our pal Earl Ingram.
If I may, quickly, though, Sue, if people want to find out more about Evolution Financial, how to get a hold of you, and what steps to take, how would they do so?
Yeah, do a search online for Evolution Financial Madison, and I'll come right up.
Excellent. Use Google.
Easy enough.
And then stick around for Earl Ingram and then Native Roots Radio. Thank you. And Lay of the Land with Nate Timms. Big night. Keep it locked. Devil Radio. Thank you, Sue Pack.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
So money and you don't even know it.
We're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a load of money.
Keep up the fight for freedom, man.